This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
That's right, Mokarum Injury Lawyers, y'all. Big shout out to them. Supporting the hell out of old Dirty, man. I greatly appreciate it. And Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial. 281-222-2222. I want to make sure that everybody out there is listening on that Audacy app, AUDACY, the Audacy app. Make sure you download that sucker and take us everywhere that you go. Keep us on your hip, man. You never know when we're going to give away an all-expense-paid trip for four to Vegas and $20,000. You never know when that's going to happen. And, hey, we just appreciate it if you download that and keep tabs on what we got going on around these parts. By the way, did y'all see that we got the first American Pope has been named? First time ever in the history?
Chi-Town Zone.
Huh? Robert Francis Prevost?
Yes, sir.
By the way, he'll go by Pope Leo the 14th. Is that right? My Roman numerals get me nowadays, boys. Is that 14, right? Yeah. Pope Leo XIV, that's 14.
I have the Roman numeral 14 tattooed on me.
Well, I guess you should know that is 14 then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, man, look here. First time ever. I told you I like to live through times when the first time something happens. Typically, we're talking about sports, but now we're talking about the Pope. I mean, congratulations, Robert. Congratulations, man. Astros, they got today off. They crank up tomorrow versus the Reds at Daikin Park, 7:10. First pitch, Texans rookie mini camp, cranks up tomorrow, May 9 and 10. I think tomorrow is the only day that's open to us. Is that correct?
Yep.
I think tomorrow is the only day that's open to us. We're going to get to that. I'll be sliding by there, assuming it's not during our show. I'll be sliding by there. But we'll get to what we hope to see at Texans rookie mini camp tomorrow. Before the show, and then obviously tomorrow's show, we'll get you good and updated on what exactly we do see. Even for y'all, some of y'all out there that like to revisit it and first opinions get raked over the coals. I'll bring you some tomorrow. I'll bring you some what I see tomorrow. I'll bring it to the air. But before we do that, boys, I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know if y'all stream as much as I do. I think you do. I don't know. I mean,
just about every night it's on one.
Anytime I see something that is one of the best I've ever seen, I got to bring it to the people. And this is a series that's on Paramount Plus, and it is called Happy Face. Have y'all seen this yet?
Never heard of it. Happy Face.
It's a.
I haven't even heard of that.
Well, it's a half real, half fictionalized story. So there is some truth to it. There was a serial killer that was named the Happy Face Killer. because he would taunt everybody with writing anonymous letters, but would sign them, I believe, with a happy face. I think that's what it was. So they weren't so anonymous because he was signing them with a happy face. But so there is some truth to it about how it all went down. And Dennis Quaid is the actual serial killer, plays the serial killer in the show. And the show is about his daughter and them kind of reconnecting. I'll leave it at that. And the show, I'm telling you, Ron, it is, I don't want to give the people, because I'm telling you, this is one you got to watch. It doesn't have the cliffhangers, like we talked about earlier. It doesn't have the cliffhangers where it's like, I can't keep my chin off my chest. I got to watch one more.
Yeah.
But it has the cliffhangers where you're going, damn, I wonder what happens right here. Like, I wonder what the next step in the story is. Right? And then, like, they get to a point that you think would be the ending of the story, and there's a twist. And that happens, I bet that happens 5 times. And the way they pull it off is so damn good. It's so believable. It's so good. My wife thinks it's a little bit slow, but I can't get enough of it. I finished it last night. I've already looked up to see if there's a second season, and there's no plans right now for a second season. I hate to ruin it. It ends in a way where you would think there is one, but right now there's no plans for a second season. But Happy Face is the name of it, Ryan.
I've seen her before. She was in, what movie did I see her in? Welcome to Chippendales. I watched that show for a little bit. She was in that.
Was she?
Yeah. That show was crazy as hell too. I've come across it. I've seen that because I was watching something else on Paramount Plus, with Tom Hardy and Pierce Brosnan, Mobland. Yeah. I was watching that a little bit and I kept seeing that.
You will absolutely.
I'm glad you said something because that didn't seem appealing.
My wife actually recommended it because I knew the Happy Face Killer. I've seen the documentaries before in the past about him. Unfortunately, that's kind of I'm not. I mean, the amount of murder mysteries that I've seen is disturbing.
Black Greg, Happy Face is pretty good. I'm on episode 3 now. Dennis Quaid is putting on a mask.
Hold on tight. Hold on tight, Black Greg, because it's going to get you. It's going to hook you, man, and it is.
I may start it tonight.
She's good in that show, too. I mean, she is good in that show. She keeps you. You don't know if she's going to go off the deep end or not. I mean, it is. Don't quit on it, Black Greg. Don't quit on it, Ron. I mean, my wife thought it was a little slow. I did not. Don't quit on it, though. I'm telling you, it is. There's 8 episodes. The last five will be some of the best stuff you've seen. If you're into that.
Yeah, for sure. I started that Severance show 2 nights ago. Y'all, I know you tried it, Ron.
I didn't like it. Courtney loves it. I know some people who... It wasn't bad. It was just...
I'm hooked.
It's just too under... When it's too, like... I'm not the imagination.
Right.
Sci-fi, I'm not...
Like a fantasy kind of...
Yeah,
like,
and it kind of goes to those bounds, right? Like...
It's a mind death.
You get off an elevator, everything that else happens in your regular life, you don't have any memory of.
It's wild, man.
I'm going to tell you one that's the one you got to watch. No question about it.
Happy Face.
The one I'm going to tell you that you do not waste 1 second of your life. Adolescence. The little kid, like 9, 10, or 11. He gets accused of. It starts out. He gets accused of murder.
Oh, I've seen the preview for that. Yeah.
It's taped in a foreign country, obviously. So it's a little different anyway. It is in English, so it's not like they're mouthing a different language. But it is like literally, it's 4 episodes, and I mean, the amount of ground they cover in 4 episodes could have been done in 10 minutes of the first episode. I don't know if that's how they do shows over there. Like, I think they're in the UK, I think. I don't know if that's how they do it or not, but it was that's a rough watch. I'm sitting there with my wife. She goes, I think it's over in 4 episodes. I said, it better not be. I've sat through 4 and it's going to end. This is it? That's all that happens? Are you kidding me? Wasted. I'm talking about some of the most wasteful 4 hours of my life. And it drug out a little bit. It was awful. Do not even think about watching that. All right, I'm Clint Sterner alongside Ron. the show Ugly, and T-Mill is behind the glass over there. By the way, T-Mill, y'all get that, what's that big orange wagon looking like, man? I want to encourage everybody out there to make sure you plugged into that Odyssey app and the big orange wagon, all things Astros, Tyler Milner, and Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, I'm hoping we're scheduled to have a new episode of the Big Orange Wagon, that Stroh's Talk, for you tonight, actually.
Oh, look out now.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that wherever you get your pot.
Keep your head on a swivel. All right, Ron, let's hit them real quick, man. The Texans, they crank up their rookie minicamp tomorrow, May 9 and 10. Tomorrow's going to be the first time that we get a chance to lay eyes on the rookies. And if I remember correctly, there may be some other guys out there. I think when I was playing, there was that. They actually went to the rookie minicamp for a couple of years, and they get some bodies out there, and you actually can get some extra work. So there may be some second and third year guys out there, if I remember correctly. Maybe they can, maybe they won't. But anyway, what is it that you are that you're looking forward to seeing the most out there at rookie minicamp?
Yeah, I think a couple of things for me. I'm interested to see positions. Like, you know, Ursary, the tackle, is he only play tackle? Does he play? Does he move around? Which side does he play? Does he play left? Does he play right? Does he play both? That to me is, usually you don't go to those and look for the linemen because there's not a lot that they can show to do. But to me, it's where they're lining him up, I think, is important to see what they look from him. And then, it's just to see the skilled guys, right? Like, and just see how fluid they look and how they are. And I think even more, Clint, like, you know, Nick Kaley, you know, what does he look like out there? You know, this is the first time we're getting to see some of the staff members and how they coach, right? Everybody's talking about the energy of Nick Kaley. I want to see what he looks like in some sort of a practice environment.
Yeah.
And things like that. So Ursary is really the one to see where he lines up, where they're going to put him. Because they've been saying he's a tackle, but I wonder if they'll move him around tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting. I did not have Nick Kaley on my bingo card, but I agree with you. We've heard about the energy. And you're not going to see any kind of scheme or anything, but we've heard about the energy. We've heard about how good of a position coach that he is. I know they did draft a tight end, so maybe he's working, seeing him actually work, and some of what they've been talking about, is it that noticeable? Is it that big of a deal? Is it that much juice? Is the energy that high? I like that. I'm going to tell you, for me, it's one guy, and really, I take it back. Because there are a couple of guys that I want to see work, but I was going to say there's one guy that I just got to lay my eyes on, and that's Jaden Higgins. The 34th overall pick, the Texans' first draft pick this year. When folks are out there throwing around the Nico Collins comp, just from a build, a frame, the ability to move, the straight line runner, you know, big strong hands. Because I don't think anybody is comping him to Nico Collins when Nico Collins was coming out of Michigan and nobody knew how good he was. I mean, people are comping him to Nico Collins now that you know Nico Collins is a top 10 receiver in the league, a number one receiver for the Texans kind of deal. So I don't know if it's fair or foul, but Jaden Higgins is one that I just want to see the frame. I want to see how well a guy that big moves. Is this legitimately a guy I believe is a plug and play, and he's not competing for anybody? He's an outside receiver opposite Nico Collins. I want to see Jaden Higgins. And then the two that really I think – we're probably going to be able to see the most from, I think, is wide receiver Jalen Noel and running back Woody Marks. I think there's no hiding. When you talk about players, Ron, that play with a lot of twitch, players that play that are just natural catchers of the football, you know, that typically those things for a running back and definitely for a wide receiver, those things are blatantly out. They jump off the field immediately, especially when they're in sweats and a helmet, you know. So that kind of stuff, you're not going to be able to see a whole lot from this crew. But Woody Marks and, you know, his ability to catch the ball naturally, the twitch that he plays with, and Jalen Noel, the twitch that he plays with, the change of direction that he plays with, the speed that we've heard reported, those two guys I think are going to be fun to watch for the first time.
Yeah, you want to see if it jumps right off.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you want to see if it moves, if it's looking different, if they're moving different. Like, generally, you look at it and you say there's not a lot out of practice you can get with that, you know,
right.
Routes on air and stuff. But, like, we could see early the route running ability of Tank Dell. We could see that early before they got pads and how he could separate. And that kind of started early, even when they weren't.
Oh, yeah. Tank's one of them you can go watch at practice anytime he's healthy. And you're impressed with his route running ability. So that's a good call. That's a good pickup.
Yeah,
right.
I want to see if when you see them on the field, those two you named in particular, like, is it just, ooh, that's different. Yeah. That speed is different. There's some separation from how they look compared to others.
Well, and the other one there, Ron, is a tight end that I mentioned, Luke Lachey. He's a guy that was injured in college. And I do wonder, had he not been injured, because, Iowa typically produces some pretty damn good tight ends.
Yeah.
You wonder, does he legitimately have a shot to get in that rotation with Brevin Jordan, Dalton Schultz, obviously, what's my man's name, Cade Stover? Does he have a legitimate chance to get in there? Because, look, it's not going to take a whole hell of a lot. I like Cade Stover, but he's a second-year guy. And when you talk about putting your hand in the dirt and getting physical with somebody, I mean, if Luke can do that, then he's got to be in the mix, at least in some packages, moving forward. So those guys, more of the offensive skilled guys, are the ones for me, man, that I really think there's a chance we could at least enjoy watching them and pull a little bit of either, hey, these cats got that twitch everybody's talking about, or it's like, I don't know if that's necessarily
how they
turn there.
Hips, how they move,
yeah.
Cornerbacks, the safeties back there, yeah. It'll be fun to just lay your eyes on them and see what they look like. But the speed part, how different do y'all look? How different does that speed jump off the practice field? That's a big one too. Well, if I see my man slide over, you tell us. My man slid over there playing some guard, baby. Playing some right and left guard. That'd be interesting to see.
Well, it'd be painful for me to watch.
All right, coming up, the Astros are off today, but we got to talk about maybe the most surprising player this season that they have. We'll discuss that coming up.
Well, what if my wiener ain't working, Ron?
Well, if your wiener isn't working and you are one of those gentlemen suffering from ED.
When you get a chance to party, party.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow as our sixth stop. Stop six of our crawfish circuit takes us to Sugar Land. Coming up tomorrow, we will be, there it is, we'll be there from 2 to 6. Mark Vandermeer, you're welcome to stop by and do that if you would like to as well. But we'll be there from 2 to 6 tomorrow live at the Big Ben Tavern. The Big Ben Tavern.
Righto.
That's right. Highway 6, Sugar Land. Texas, come on out, hang out with us.
Is it already another Friday?
It's Friday, baby. Thursday's it, baby. And now, man, we're halfway through the show, too. Thursday, baby.
Shoot, we're about halfway through May, man. It's wild.
I mean, it's May 8th. I mean,
all right, we're a fourth of the way through May. It's wild.
Don't try to run. Don't run that past me, baby. I was just 40 4 days ago now.
Hold on, show.
And early now.
Old ass show.
Old y'all starting to kind of get up there, man. You got to start taking care of yourselves.
I ain't going to take that bait. Nope.
I'm not your age. You can look at me.
Hey, man, you ain't that young, Jack.
Actually, I think the opposite. Y'all should probably live a little. You know, go to a game with your boys or something.
We got to schedule like that, man. We ought to see if we can schedule one of them games.
Yeah. I won't hold my breath.
Don't do that. You'll be blue.
I'm going next week.
Me and Ron are going. I don't know if you're going to go, Clint.
Royals are in town next week.
When is it?
They're there, Monday, man. Tuesday, Wednesday. Thinking Wednesday we're going to hit it out.
Next week?
We should do a drive party. Only we could. Probably too late to just kind of plan that out. It just hit us right now.
The show, man.
4:27 on a...
Where there's a will, there's a way.
On a Thursday. But... where there is a will and a way is tomorrow for you to come out to hang out with us, get you some good mud bugs, some cold beer, and you'll be able to win prizes too. Each hour, we're hooking somebody up with a prize, and you could be a part of that. Just sign up and enter our raffle. And the big one, as we are going to take multiple stops this summer, or coming up during this crawfish season, and at the end of it, you will have a chance to be our grand prize winner. Every single location that we stop by, there is a QR code, multiple ones that you can sign up with. And if you are the winner of our grand prize, you will win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year from from Bud Light, Budweiser, Bud Light. Text line coming through. Man, I thought show was at least 50. Boy, I tell you, I'm
that's just silly.
41.
That ain't even true, man.
You ain't even 41. Got no gray hairs.
I mean, that ain't true. Clint's been out. We've been out and have done the how old do you think I am test. And people are always surprised. We're surprised. Now, they may have been lying to me, but always surprised. And I said, 40. No way.
Thought you were older?
Younger. Always.
You're aging
always
well, man.
Are you sure?
Every time.
Looks you know like it. You moisturize you
know
a lot.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. We ran into them group of people in Cleveland. No way. There's 27. 50 my ass. I'm not going to take that bait from you.
He's starting to get a little gray in that beard over 41.
I got a couple of shots in there. A
couple of strays.
Been in there. Yeah, there's a couple in there. 50 my ass. Shoot, man. Here with this thing. Shoot. All right. But no, come on out, hang out with us as we'll have a good time tomorrow. Hey, do you all believe in this Jake Myers from the plate? Like, has he reached a point? Because if you start looking at his slash line compared to anybody else's, overall, I would say it's better than anybody else's. He leads the team in average in slugging percentage and just a couple of points behind Paredes when it comes to on base percentage. And we are, as Tyler said, almost through May.
That's not what I said.
I mean, nearly.
Fourth, I said half.
I mean, closing in on 4th of July here, as Tyler said.
Well played.
And he is, but I mean, no, honestly, I mean, we're through 40 plus games, and he is still.
Jake with the rake.
Like hitting like this. Not to mention that crazy hot game he had last week, but that was just a part of it. Are you one now that looks at this and you got belief? You got belief in Big Jake at this point? Or he still need to do more to reel you all the way in?
No, he's got to do more than just this little run here. It's impressive. And look, I was not joking when I said earlier before the year started that the biggest way that this team can improve is if that center fielder starts producing. Now, I did not expect to see it. I did not expect for it to happen, to be completely honest with you. But it is happening right now. No, I need to see more. I need to see a lot more. We've seen a really good month's worth of baseball at the plate for Jake Myers before. Really impressive. We've seen it before. I need to see more. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm pleasantly surprised, but no, I need to see more.
Yeah, I mean, I at least got to acknowledge this. This is like, sure. this has gone on long enough where it's just like, this is more than just, he swung it bad. He ran into a couple. No, it is like, he looks, and I guess maybe that's the thought for me too, is he looks much more confident. Maybe that is. And you've admitted to it. He's had good stretches before. I don't know if it's been batting 300 for a level like that, but he's had good stretches before. But he visually looks different. When I mean, like, his approach at the plate and where he is, it just, like, I would say this may be the first time that I've watched Jake Myers and not felt like, man, he's holding on. He's maybe even just guessing, or he is just hanging on and just fortunate almost with some of these. Now I watch him come to the plate. He looks like he's got a plan. He's got an idea of what he wants to do. And he looks really confident up there as we understand, it's well documented. If you've listened to the show, Clint has gone on and on about at times the lack of confidence and the lack of like belief in himself. I think that is a clear difference in look here. Again, I'm with you. Like, he's going to have to do this for a couple of more months before you start looking this and believing. I said it earlier, Pena, I believe in this more. We've seen Pena have stretches, and Pena, this looks real. I'm not quite there yet with Jake to go with. Hey man, this is looking and feeling real. But I got to admit, man, this is his whole demeanor and everything looks like this is more sustainable than any other time I've seen him get high.
Ryan, you want to? I did a little digging here for you while you was going on there. I did a little digging there.
Shout out to you, Jake.
Did a little digging for you.
The Bronze Glove winner.
May's his month, y'all. What I'm referring to in last year, the month of May. You want to see a slash line here?
He's had a pretty good April.
It's gonna be May.
329, 406, 518, OPS, and 924. Last May. At April, May, like you said, some of his April was, I mean, obviously April was good for him this year, too. At April, May, he's hell early in the season now.
It feels huge.
I'm going to need to see a little more. I need to see a little more. But I am with you. There is a different.
And maybe that's what it is the visual that he just looks like he's carrying himself.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's definitely more confident. And to me, that's as a fan, that's what I need that. Like, I need to see that even when he's struggling. But yeah, I there's definitely a different pep in his step. There's a different vibe. I just personally need to see a little bit more before I start leaning into Jake Meyers being a difference maker at the plate with this team. But boy, I'm telling you, I will add him to the Yainer Diaz and my Jeremy Pena list real quick of guys that, you know, you want to really give the Astros a chance to keep this World Series window open. You want to really give the Astros a chance to make a run at another ALCS or potential World Series. You get guys like Jake Meyers, maybe not hitting 300, but you get guys like Jake Meyers to produce consistently. And, yeah, man, I mean, I think the others, if you will, the supporting cast for Altuve and Yordan Alvarez, if the more and more of those guys that start swinging it well, the better you feel about it, obviously. So, yeah, I can get there, just not there yet with Jake.
No, yeah, it's – but, again, as we've talked about it multiple times, they have needed every bit of it. They have needed every bit of it. Like, he's hit four or five spot before. They've moved him all the way up, and with good reason. And as you said it before the season, if Jake can take his game up to another level, it changes the game. And it is something that is hugely helpful. But like you said, man, if everybody else is hitting above him and he's in the 7-8 spot, swinging it like that, now mm-hmm. you, as some would say, cook it with grease.
Fish grease.
Good fish grease. Yeah, those catfish sound good, don't it? Yeah.
Ooh, crispy cornmeal. Good cornmeal, some light cornmeal catfish.
It's some good hot sauce.
Well, I guess the question would be, what the hell else you going to fry catfish in?
Mm.
Right?
Wow. Little CJ Stroud conversation coming up next before we get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Get extremely hungry. Scary ass hoes.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Found myself looking up some catfish po' boys during the break. Maybe I was alone in that as well.
Oh, that is great. Sorry about that. That is great.
BB's was close.
So. You know, that's a good thing. Catfish, fried catfish. I'll be honest with you, being around these parts, it's got to be some of the best. There's probably two or three joints right within 5 miles of where we're at right now, Ron. That's got some of the best fried catfish we've ever had, and I've not taken advantage of it.
I have not either.
Because I'd be okay if it were one, if it's something that I didn't like. But boy, when you get me some good fried catfish, I don't like the fillets to be too big, too thick. Like I like them to be right, like the right. Well, you give me some good catfish. It's not in my top three, but it is mouthwatering good.
It's one of those things that maybe you don't jump off with, but when you eat it, you're pissed off that you don't
do it
eat
more.
It more.
Yes. Well, we just talked about it, and I'm pissed off that I don't eat it more.
Oh, man. Agreed. Get crunch. Ooh.
I used to go to this spot, you might know about it, Dirty Red, over in Dayton, called Mike's.
I ain't got it.
This little hole in the wall called Mike's in Dayton, Texas, right on the main strip there, that little main drag in Dayton. And every day they offered all-you-could-eat catfish. And we would go there for lunch.
Ooh,
in my previous job. Oh my God, I would go back to work so miserable.
I try to stay my ass away from all you can eats, but that'd be a good one.
Oh, it's good. Great price too.
Mm. And that sounds good right now. Dayton? Hell, I don't even know where that is.
Just north of Baytown.
It's a little north of Baytown out in the country.
A little drive for you, Bub. A little drive for you.
99.
Ain't no hill for a stepper
now,
though. You can get there.
As we continue through here on the drive, Clint, Tyler, the people listening, you can chime in on this and disagree if you want, and agree if you like. When I look at the quarterbacks in the National Football League this year, you know the guys are going to be starters, and we know there are different levels to expectations and levels of pressure, levels of whatever. You start rolling down the list, and I'm looking at this. You know, there's certain guys that are rookies that are coming in and have certain expectations. There are guys in the middle that maybe are fighting to keep jobs for next year and not get drafted over or moved on. There are guys at the top who are looking to win above a level that they've already won. There are guys in different sections. I think C.J. Stroud has a high level of pressure on him this year.
Oh, I think it's fair.
I think he's got a high level of pressure in multiple ways, Clint. And I'd lay it out as one. I think this is a big, big money year for him. And if we've seen, if you could think of the top quarterbacks that were young, once they hit year three, they got him taken care of. Justin Herbert taken care of. Joe Burrow taken care of. Right, you know, they got those guys taken care of and didn't hit, and many of those guys went right to the top of the list when it comes to money, or if not close to it. Here, Trevor Lawrence, another one that got taken care of and was second, I believe, when he got a contract. I think there's a big play on the money thing, and I think right now, Clint, I think C.J. Stroud And I think Fairley is looked at as an almost elite quarterback and looked at very, very favorably. And I think many people look at him and still think he is a dude like that. I think if he has another season that is similar to the one that he had last year, that wasn't terrible, that wasn't awful, but clearly not to the level of what I think people thought he was going to be after year one. I think a little bit of that shine kind of rubs off of him, Clint. I think a little bit of that oh man, he's going to be the next one to compete with the Josh Allens, the Patrick Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons in the AFC. And then you're looking at guys like Jaden Daniels and stuff that have potentially passed him up. I think it is a big, big, big year for him when it comes to those two in particular things. And I think he's got a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think he's got a ton of pressure on him. Whether it's personal reasons, like you said, that first big contract, and we know it's going to be big. How big is it? I mean, is it market setting, $60 million a year type stuff? Or is it viewed as, hey, man, we would really like to wait and see more, but we'll go ahead and re-up now at less. What does that look like? I think C.J. Stroud at this point in time would have to have a terrible year next year for this organization to even check up. I think
a real bad year.
Yeah, I think it would be really bad. I'm talking about check up. I think he sets the market. I just look at the way the relationship that he has with the head coach. The way in which, since he stepped foot in Houston, they anointed him. He's played well, played really well his first year. I think he played well for year two, just not up to expectations, which I said from jump were probably going to be unfair for year two after his first year. The way that Nick Caserio speaks of C.J. Stroud, the way the ownership absolutely has they don't check up at all when talking about C.J. Stroud. I think he breaks the bank here in Houston. I think that to be a terrible year. But with that said, I do agree with your point, Ron, of like, I think C.J. Stroud this past year, I think he avoided a lot of the criticism. And I think if you really break it down, it's hard to talk about the Texans' problems and not mention the quarterback, if we're being completely honest. And it seems like everybody, the O-line coach, the offensive coordinator, the O-linemen that were here that are now gone, whether it's for performance reasons or attitude reasons or commitment reasons, it seems like everybody has gotten their due criticism except for one guy, in C.J. Stroud. And I've said this from jump. I think the quarterback's approach made things more difficult last year. And I think if the quarterback doesn't fix his approach this year, it's going to make things more difficult again. And so I do think year three, he's got a lot riding on it, man.
Reputation.
Luckily, he's got a long runway. He's got a lot of runway left.
When I say the shine, I think at a national and local level, and I think at the way that he's talked about by analysts and by people who cover the league, both locally and nationally, and I think fans. I think that like this year he could have a season, Clint, where he is untouchable again, even more untouchable if it's closer to the first one. If it's more like last year, I think fans like Tyler will. And Fighting Tylers that are hardcore crazy fans that text in and listen to this show and listen to Sports Radio 610. I think a lot of those things that maybe CJ does or says will start to have a different feel to it if it is a season like last year, closer to last year. Some of the things that that is maybe defended or kind of going past, I think may look different and feel differently if he has a season closer to what it was last year. And like, I think at that point, at some point, when you show that you can be great like he has shown, you don't get to hold on to excuses much longer.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you don't, like, even and many times it's unfair. Like, you don't get to hold on to excuses of, hey, my receivers dropped the balls, or I didn't have pass protection. Or, hey, I'm getting in. This is my second offense in 3 years. I got a brand new guy I hadn't called plays, right? I've had injuries to all of my receivers. You don't, like, at some point, whether it's fair or not, those start to leave you if you don't perform to a certain level. So hopefully he doesn't, but I do think there is a good amount of pressure on C.J. Stroud to really bounce back from last year's season.
Well, I mean, look, he could. The opportunity is really in the positive, right? I mean, he can play so well. He can be the fixer. He can make everybody around him better. And you set the market, and it's a no-brainer, and nobody even questions it. Or...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, you play mid, but everybody still thinks that you're a championship caliber quarterback potentially, and there's a lot of noise around when and how and what you get in a contract extension. That to me, that's what's at stake here is it a no-brainer, or is it one you're looking at going, man, is this the surefire take you to a Super Bowl C.J. Stroud that we thought after year one? I think that's what's at stake. I 100% agree, Ryan.
Yeah, if he has a good Pro Bowl level year, like a real one, not an alternate Pro Bowl level one, I'm with you. I think he sets the market. I think he sets the market. Someone texted in, not his fault. O-line sucked. That I'm just saying, whether it's true or not, he is not going to continue to get that pass. I mean, we've watched Lamar Jackson have guys drop balls, struggle.
Look, I wish it was that simple.
And
man.
You know that.
I wish it was that simple. I literally said it the minute they started talking about it. It was the first day of training camp last year. About his ability to juggle playing smart the way he did year one and being more aggressive. He clearly was more aggressive, which did not help in any way, shape, or form the offensive line and the scheme's ability to not protect him. Now, did Bobby steer him that direction? Did Gerard Johnson steer him that direction? Did the system handcuff him and not allow? Cool, sure, that's fine. But ultimately, I mean, it's on that conversation for C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans is only going to last. That excuse is only going to last for so long.
Yeah. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll look at a Houston Texan. setting a record, making history. We'll let you know what that's about and look at what's happening with the NBA playoffs, which have been amazing. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.